AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After ordering the U.S. military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats suspected of deploying mines in the Strait of Hormuz, President Trump says he's in no hurry to end the war with Iran. Ed Donahue has the latest.
At the White House, the president said the Iranian Navy is gone. Leaders are gone.
They have all new leadership, and they're fighting like cats and dogs for who's going to control, because we've created a real mess for them.
He says he wants to work out the best deal possible with Iran. The president also said he closed the Strait of Hormuz.
We opened the strait. That means they're going to make $500 million a day. I don't want them to make $500 million a day until they settle this thing. So I'm the one that kept it closed. We have total control of it.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the president has been reckless in Iran.
We have not decimated their nuclear stockpile to the extent that it exists. And the Strait of Hormuz is now controlled by Iran.
Iran's president and parliament speaker are both refuting President Trump's claim of a leadership rift. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pope Leo's urging the U.S. and Iran to return to talks to end the war. Meanwhile, Lebanon and Israel are holding a second session of direct talks at the White House this evening. The European Union's approved a 90 billion euro loan package for Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky.
It means that Ukraine has money for their, first of all, for our internal production. It means that we are not empty and we are strong, not only by our absolutely strong soldiers, but also with the capacities, with the instruments, with weapons, and with energy, as I said. So it's a great decision.
It came after Russian oil began flowing again through a key pipeline to Hungary and Slovakia. The EU also approved new sanctions against Russia. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks pulled back from their records in a shaky day of trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%. The Dow lost 179 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.9%. Stocks turned lower in the afternoon after the price of Brent crude jumped. Trading in crude oil has been rocky since the war with Iran started, amid the uncertainty over when the Strait of Hormuz will reopen. The closure of the narrow strait has choked off the supply of crude oil from the Persian Gulf to global markets. The S&P 500 fell as much as 1.3% in the afternoon before clawing back some of its losses. Seth Sutel, New York.
Gasoline's a penny higher today. The national average just above $4.03 per gallon, according to AAA. Mortgage rates eased again, a 30-year averaging 6.23%. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.